We are on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, I believe. We are up to Shavua Shleihu, the two dots. That was the Mishnah. The guy swore not to eat. Then he swore again not to eat whatever it is, grapes, dates, whatever, pick your food. And he ate it. He's only chayav one because ain't shvur chal ashvur. Because the shvur needs the ability to go both ways, and he can't go both ways. So it's not chal. I'm a rabbi. So rabbi now says a big chiddush. Abachmai said, this test goes through what I'm going to do today. What's going to happen tomorrow is going to be a mirshem on next week's test. Because what happens is I have no way of figuring out how long, how far he's going to go, how far he's not going to go. So that's what happened. Amar Rava, in this Shalav Yishayna, Shnei Chal Olof. If he removes the first one, the second one is Chal. Let me explain this. Reuven swore two times not to eat apples. If he eats apples, he's over one lav. Because the second Shvu is not Chal. But the second Shvu is not a Shvu of Shav. Because if it's not Chal, he made a needless Shvu, a worthless Shvu, to get Malkus or Shua Shav? The answer is no. Because that second Shua waits in the wings. If the first Shua is ever removed, it kicks in. So the guy swore he won't eat apples and he won't eat apples twice. So he eats apples, he's over one lav. He goes to Beth and he says, I made a Shua not to eat apples. And he only mentions the one Shua, the first one. And they remove it. So the second one kicks in. It waits in the wings. It can't be Chal now. But it waits in the wings, and as soon as he removes it, it kicks in.
Anytime
you make a
shua, you have
to keep it. So every shua on a shua is no worse than a shua at the time. But
that's the
same. A shua, the bar mitzvah, is a kabbalah bar mitzvah. It's not a shua. If a guy swears to eat in the sukkah, it's not a shua. It's a kabbalah, it's the druzei nafshe. So it is. The druzei nafshe is not going to get him alive.
So even if it wouldn't be chal, even if you would make a mishalah rishon, it would certainly have that aspect of not shua shav without that.
Maybe, I hear your point. I think the rush says what I said. I hear your point. I hear your point. But again, it wouldn't be chal for Malkus. So, Mimai, be like Tony, the Mishnah did not say Chayev Achas. It's Chayev one. Inami Eina Achas. It's only one Shua. Tony Eina Chayev Achas. Why did the Mishnah use the term, if you make two Shuas, you're only Chayev one? To say it's only one, or you're chayev one. What? You're only chayev one. Tell me, Rav Chuda Lesla. It's not. Doesn't have room to be chal. But ki mishalach haverta chayla v'shchayla. But if you remove it, it is chal. So that's Rav Chiddush. That the second shua waits in the wings. It might never come to fruition, but it might kick in at one day. Dr. Rush, middle Tani Chayev Achas. Now the Mashma Chiyuva Achas, yes, now call us Shuas. That would have said there's only one Chiyuv. The Chaynami Yavatani Eina Lachas. It's only one oath. Ava Eina Chayev Achas, Mashma Chiyuva Udaleka. You're not Chayev. Ava Yeshna Lachal Ashuas. But they exist, Vilo Yatsula Batalami Piv. And they're not a wasted Shua. So your question can be on this rush too. The rush says it was not Levatola. I mean, you're tightening, it's not Levatola because it's the Zuzay Nafshe. So then Rav is Raya, it's not such a Raya. Rav is being Medayak that the Shul can still be Chal. What you're saying is, no Raya. Maybe the Shul can never be Chal, but it's the Zuzay Nafshe. So you're asking the whole Gemara. I mean, your kasha is not only because I mentioned it's not Shua Shav. Your kasha is how can Rava prove it? Maybe that second Shua is the Zuzay Nafshe, the Kabbalah of our mitzvah. The only thing I can think of, I'm not sure. I would say something, but I'm probably wrong, is that there's no Rezuzi Navshi. I'm not sure if there's such a thing as Rezuzi Navshi in Allah. The guy swears not to eat the Vela. I think that's called the Shua Shav. I think. I don't know if there's Rezuzi Navshi to not do. The Gemara only used it in the positive. Now, you're going to tell me, but it's a Zuzi Navshi on the Chi of to keep a Shavuah. I know, but that's why I'm assuming. But I think if a guy makes a Shavuah not to eat Nevela, he's over Shavuah Shav. According to you, he should not be. He's a Zuzi Navshi.
No.
I don't know. I have to probably have a Pharisee Gemara in Shavuah. In the third Pharisee. Yes.
Congratulations.
To be diligent. We had it in Navchet. The guy said, I'm gonna get up and learn. Was that the case? There were two cases there. Yeah, ask your back to the parents there.
I said the English being used by Rabbi Erskine, Rabbi Davis, is saying that the second oath is not effective. It is effective, being held in abeyance. But it is a fact.
I don't take responsibility for their words.
Why?
I mean, they're saying, well, they meant not effective, they mean you're not hired for it. That's what they meant. They probably don't know the English as well as you do, but that's what they meant by it.
But you've also used
it. Okay. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Nothing in my right. Lishna Akhrina, Chiyubu, the Vatka Ashua Ika. Just the wording difference. No, logic difference. By saying, Eina Chayav Elachas, it's saying, you're only Chayav one, but there is a second Shua. Nothing in my right to the Mayogasa, or meaning like this. The second Lashon started from the Mishnah. Instead of bringing Rava and proving him from the Mishnah, it brought it as a Kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ein chayav alachas mashma." There is a second shvua. Why? I'm a rava. The difference between the first and second lashon is how we said it. According to the first lashon, we brought rava, and we said he learned it from the Mishnah. According to the second lashon, rava said it independently. We had a problem with our Mishnah, so we said that proves rava right. Zogti gemar vaytaleimim mitzayle. Let us say that we have a proof. Mishan other state is Zeris. This was a price that we brought yesterday. There it said Mishan Nazar state is Zeris. There it says Mishan Nazar state is Zeris. The same thing. Umbanas Rishain of Hifish carbon. He counted the first one, separated the carbon initial also Lashniya Rishaina. The question is, why? Why does the second one kick in? Right. The Gemara is assuming. The Gemara is assuming, not like Rav Huna, the Nazir Hayayim, Nazir Hayayim doesn't work. And the Gemara is saying, so therefore, why does the second one kick in? Now, yesterday we gave two answers. We said, because maybe it means one extra day he has to keep. Or we said, a second Teretz there, that he said, I'm going to do two Naziris in one shot. That's why it kicks in. But Enoch and Nami said, I'm ready, Nazar, it would not work. That's what we said yesterday in Rav Huna. Now the Gemara wants to say, a proof to Rava, that even though it doesn't work, but it waits on the side in the wings. And therefore, when he removes the first one, the second one kicks in. Which would have been a third answer according to Rav Huna. Yesterday we said that it's talking about he did it simultaneous. Can't prove Rava right. It's a possibility, but there's a way to learn the right without that, according to Rav Huna. They did both the series of one shot. So at the end of the day, we have four ways of understanding that Braisa. The Braisa says, one who made two Nazirisin kept the first one, removed it after he separated the carbon. The second one counted already. So Shmuel learns, very simply, Hareini Nazir Hayayim works. We learn it out from the Pasuk, Nazir Lahazir. Now by Naziris, you can do one on top of the other. Pashup Shat. Nothing to do with Shua, nothing to do with Rava, nothing to do with anything else. Pasuk said, Nazir Lahazir. That told me that when you say Hareini Nazir Hayayim, Hareini Nazir Hayayim, you have two Naziris. Simple shot in the Braisa. Ravuna can't learn that way. Because Ravuna learns that if you say Hareini Nazir Hayayim, it doesn't work. So there are three possibilities in answering Ravuna. One is that he has to keep an extra day. He said, Hareini Nazir Hayayim, Hareini Nazir Lamachar. He has to keep an extra day. The other one is, he didn't say Hareini Nazir Hayayim, Hareini Nazir Hayayim. He said he was mekabel two Naziris simultaneously. So then it does work. That's how Ravuna understands the Pasuk Nazir Lahazir. And the third teretz now is that it waits on the side. Even according to Ravuna, it kicks in when it removes it. Now, yesterday, the Gemara only bought two terutzim. So the Rav spoke out. There's a third teretz, but we don't know that yet. We haven't learned Rava yet, so the Gemara didn't bring it in. And now that we learned Rava, we have three terutzim in Ravuna, and Shmuel doesn't need any terutzim. So at the end of the day, if there's a question on the test, how many different ways is there to understand this right? Four different ways.
Yeah, but you don't have to say that Ravuna holds like Rava.
You don't have to, but it's a possibility.
It's not
Shvir on Ravuna. The Brisa is Shvir on Ravuna. You have to give answers. Yesterday we gave two. Today we're giving another one without directly answering Ravuna. But at the end of the day, there are four different ways to understand this Brisa.
I think it's the point. One of them is to have an extra day, one of them is to do simultaneously, and one of them is to wait.
Well, you missed the Gemara that we just learned. Okay. That said, that if you remove one, the second one kicks in.
Has to be removed.
If you remove the first, the second one kicks in. Dr. Rajkin, keep on making...
There's a call that says 8 inches, right?
Right.
No.
Beautiful. It's the exact same thing. If a guy has 8 inches, and for some reason the first one's removed, the second one kicks in.
Are you saying that Vadai?
Vadai. 100,000%. That's halacha.
Really?
Yeah. But usually by Yisurim, one is not removed. So
yeah, yeah. The first answer, I didn't.
Yeah, but there are cases in the Gemara brings, yes.
Here's
the case.
They don't give Rava the Yeshkech for that.
Yeah, here's the case. Nothing to do with Rava. Rava said it by Shua. Shua is not in Yisrael Lister. Shua is because of the muscle. A woman's in Eish HaSish. She does it to you for HSH. Chenek. You marry her sister. So now she becomes your wife's sister, which is Karis. According to many Shitas and Tanoim, if you lived with her now, you would only violate HSH. Because Enetzachal Alissa. She was already Asa before she became your wife's sister. Then she gets divorced. Or her husband dies. So she's no longer an HSH. So now she's Asa for being your wife's sister. Even though that wasn't chal at the point when she became your wife's sister. Then it's a chal alissa. There's the case. It waits in abeyance, as the doctor would say, I say in the wings, that it's chal as soon as he can.
Actually,
with
abeyance, it's not exactly what
it's called. Okay. Attention. I like that one. Not big enough to throw me off. Okay, Zog to Mishnah Vayter. Stam Nadarim Lahachmer, Iperusham Lahakov. Now, this is a major Machloik is exactly how to learn. We will learn like the Rush, because we learn with Rush. A guy uses a word that has two interpretations. The word has two interpretations. One of them, I just finished it, yeah. Yes, I did. There's not that much rush on that page. I did the first one before I did the Gemara's answer, and I just read the second one. I only have two rushes, I don't know what you have. The more than two? I have one, that's three. I have three. I just read that. Maybe I didn't. The Atala Yatala, but tell me, Bibli Tamil is sure. Because he said two zeros at the same time, so it's not like the case of Rabba. Talk to Mr. Reiter. Stam the Dharm Lahakma Purusha Lahakal. And I'm not going to translate this. I'm going to give the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to give an example, and we'll work from that example. Keta. Amar Allah, Ahari Allah, Kabasa Maliach. He said, this should be upon me. He points to a piece of bread, and he says, this bread should be to me like Basar Maliach. Now, Basar Maliach is used in vernacular as referring to carbon meat, because I'll call carbon chatakru melach. There's a mitzvah to put salt on every carbon. It's also used for offering Avodah Zarah, because they copied and did the same. They put salt on their offerings of Avodah Zarah. Now, what did he mean? Did he mean to make it like Avodah Zarah, and therefore the netter is not chau, because it's a davar aser, not a davar hanadar? Remember, we said that you have to be a davar hanadar. Or did he mean to make it like a carbon, which is a davar hanadar? He didn't say. He's not here. And let's say he banned Reuven from eating the bread like a basar maliach. Now, he's not here. Reuven wants to know, can he eat the bread? Shimon told me that this bread is to me like basar maliach. Am I restricted or am I not restricted? It's not a neder. Or, you ask Reuven, what did you mean? He said, I have no recollection of what I meant. I have no idea. My memory doesn't serve me, right? I'm not sure. What do you do? Thus the Mishnah, Stam the Dorim Lahakma. We translate it to Chumrah. We say, he meant to answer himself. The rest says that, why else did he talk? He didn't mean to make it answer, so we asked him to talk. Keep quiet. Why are you saying this bread is like Basar Maliach? It's worthless. It's meaningless. Why are you saying something like that?
Well, you see, Dover Usher doesn't not call.
Right.
And by itself, a Dover Usher is not call.
Can't make him that up, a Dover Usher. So the guy spoke for stupid things. We don't assume that people are stupid. I mean, maybe we should, but we don't.
Dover Usher, we say he understood what he meant.
Right, he did it, even though it's worthless.
Oh, what do you mean he doesn't talk stupid?
You're right. It's a good cash on him. So if we have, I'm just, let's be the rush inside. It makes it much easier. Stam the Dharm, Lahakma Perushim Lahakul. Claim, Avagam, Chepeirish Devarav, Azlina Basa Perushim. Even though he explains himself, we accept his explanation because it is a meaning of the word. He's not contradicting what he said. He's explaining. Im Sasam, Azlina Lahumra. Why? Listen to these words. The Stam Hanoider, Daitai Lesser, Midloy Shasam. We assume that if he's talking, he means to accomplish something. Why else is he talking? Keep quiet. Now, your question is a valid question. Anybody that's typing the Dover Usher, why didn't he keep quiet? It's a good question on him. But dealing with halacha, we assume he meant to Usher, and therefore meant carbon. Now, the question on that is maybe he didn't know the halacha. Maybe he thought he could answer doing it his way. I have no answer for that question. But that's what the Rosh is learning, why Stam the Dharm is Lahachmer. Stam the Dharm is Lahachmer, because we don't know, but we make an assumption. If he talked, he probably meant that. Now, if he tells us he didn't, we accept his words, because he's not contradicting the meaning of the word. He's explaining it. You're allowed to explain what you meant, but you can't say, I meant barley, even though we'll get to that later on in the text. But if we hear, he's explaining what he meant to Basar Maliach. There are two possible, in fact, there are more possible explanations, but at least this is two possible explanations. One works and one doesn't. So if we don't know, we go to Chumrah. Now the Gemara calls it Safik Chumrah. The Gemara does not say that this Svara makes it a Vadai, even though the Rush seems to indicate it makes it a stronger side to that. The Rush doesn't say something derived to Lahumma. The Rush doesn't say, since we don't know, you go Lahumma. He's saying there's a logic here to go Lahumma because he talked. Which leads to Gemara's a little problem, if the Gemara's going to call it a Suffolk. And according to the Rush, it's still a Suffolk, but it's not a 50-50 Suffolk. Yes, Rabbi Schatz. Right. That's a problem. Yes.
The example itself is interesting because I think that there's everybody in this room has eaten nothing but salt and meat.
That's not what Basim Aliyah means.
No, the common, it is what Basim Aliyah means, but the common usage, the common way it is understood is, I mean, did someone put some salt on your meat before your wife bought it? And the answer is yes.
Yes, let me try to explain it to you.
What?
I'll try to explain it to you. In the time of Chazal, they preserved things by salting them. And that's what they did. So that was called basim aliyach. Meat that wasn't being preserved or salted up to a point of preserving it was not called basim aliyach. It was not the way it was called. Because every meat had some salt. And that they called that meat, kosher meat. We called it basar. But when they use the word maliach, they're referring to an abundance of salt. And that happened by Karbanas, Havdol Avalti Avdolos Bavanazara, or by people that preserve things.
I didn't know that.
So that's what the Mishnah means.
No, this is why until the people of Central Africa traded Europeans in equal weights of salt for gold. Because otherwise there was no way for them to preserve meat that would go bad within 12 hours. But what I'm saying is, much like Rebbe Shifka went out to find the meaning by talking to the sailors, this here, what they chose to use is something in which the common understanding is absolute.
Well, that's how they work. We work with Lashem Le'Yada. That's how Nadarim work. They work with Lashem Le'Yada.
Yeah, whereas I could very easily...
You can't argue on Lashem Le'Yada when it comes to the Torah. It's what people mean, whether they're right or wrong or misuse of words. We use how people use it.
This is why I'm a constitutional original.
Okay.
What? You said there was an abundance of salt on carbonos. That's preserved them?
No, they're burning.
How much salt do they have here?
I have no idea. Yes.
But I'm saying, this person's not here to explain himself, right?
That's one of the reasons, yes.
Let's just say that. So now, does Rav come in place here?
That's what I'm saying. This is a question on the Rush. The Gemara calls it, again, the Rush says yes. He doesn't use the word Rav. He uses a Svara. Why would the guy talk if he didn't mean that? Again, I just mentioned that a minute ago. That without the Rush, you would say that we all wouldn't go to Hachmer. The Gemara says we go to Humra because suffering is the Humra.
What I'm saying is, let's say rogue people, when they say Basar Maliyah, be the Avodah Zarah, let's just say that. Would this change?
Not sure. Without the Rush, no. Without the Rush, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm saying.
But with the Rush, I don't know. Because why would the guy say something that has no meaning? He should have kept quiet. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. It's not Negeya. But this is the Gemara. If there's a right. Well, it's more, okay. I don't know if it's the same. Okay, we'll get there. We'll go. Correct. Kiyai Nesach. I mean, like Kiyai Nesach. He says it should be like poured wine. Now, Bezman Azeh, you use the word Kiyai Nesach, you don't mean Kabanas. There's nobody today that refers to Kabanas wine as Kiyai Nesach. But in those days, the Kabbalah's wine was poured. It was called Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach had two meanings. Poured for carbon, and Lahavdol Avdolos, poured for Avodah Zarah, which is what we call Yayin Nesach. Well, we also misuse the term. We call Stam Yainam Yayin Nesach. But that's what Yayin Nesach means.
I think that's just an interesting question as to whether or not the meaning of the first is dependent on common use.
Yes, the halacha masechta of the Dharm, and this is a fact. We're going to have this over and over again. The Dharm is based on how people use a word, not what it really means. That's the fact. Like, in Bishel, some regards Bishel Shemayim, some regards Bishel Shlomim Nader, Aser. In Bishel Avedit Chachodim Nader, Mutter. Now, the reason some have a problem with the Gersa in Bishel Shlomim is because that would bring back the Shiloh. When a guy says kibbutz or shlomim, does he mean before Zrika? Does he mean after it's winter already? Remember we had that before? back on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So that's why some say the better is Bishol Shemayim. Don't get involved now whether he met before Zrika, after Zrika. That's why some regard is Bishol Shemayim. If you notice, it's in parentheses here because there's different gearsness. Dr. Rash, Kabbasim Aliyach, Haynu Kabbalas, Duxin HaKol Kabbalas, Takut Melech. Period. Now we move on to the next case. So in Bishol Shemayim, it's called the Mstam Basar. Stam the Dharm is Lahachma. Now, next case. Now, there were two kinds of charamim in those days. Again, today we don't use those words. In fact, we shouldn't use those words when we say something that makes problems. We don't have Hegdish available. But in those days, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there were two uses of the word charam. The Torah uses the word charam in two different ways. And therefore, in the vernacular of people, they use the word charam in two different ways. One is called a charam kehanim. One of the 424 Matanas Kahuna was that people can give money to Kehanim by being giving it to Cherem Kehanim. Cherem Kehanim said that the item becomes banned until it gets to Kehanim. Once it gets to Kehanim, it becomes the Kehanim's property. He can do whatever he wants with it. He can give it to anybody. Everybody can use it. It's a Davar HaMutter. It is a Davar HaMutter. The other Cherem was a means of donating to Hegdish. Just like a guy can say he's making it Hegdish, he can say he's making it Cherem. And Cherem can mean a way of donating to Hegdish. So the word Cherem has a double meaning. If you would say this bread is like Cherem, it could mean he means like Cherem Kehanim, and it's fine, it's good to go. Or it can mean that it's like Cherem Hegdish, and then it's a Davar another. Same subject. The word Cherem has two meanings, depending which Cherem he meant. He said this bread should be like Cherem, like Hegdish, right? Or like Kehanim, like the Cherem of Kehanim. It is a valid interpretation of the word. It wouldn't affect Neder. It's exactly like the case before. There are two meanings. One is a Neder, one is not a Davar Neder. One is Mutter.
I mean, before, wasn't it
because
it's Mutter?
It was a Davar Neder. Yeah, I walk up Gabi Neder. For Neder, it's one of the same. You look troubled. It's like you're
troubled. I'm thinking of
that's a different use of the word cherem. That's just okay, but again, Yisa cherem kamayu means that you'll be destroyed like it. It's referring to the person who serves Avodah Zarah. It's not referring to the Avodah Zarah. I mean, it is saying the person will be destroyed like it, but it's not calling Avodah Zarah cherem. The Torah talks about two charamim and parshas b'chu kaisad. Cherem kahanim, cherem yisrael. Or maybe cherem kahanim is in kairach. Anyway.
Cherem kahanim, Rebbe said that you can't touch it. You can't use it until
Correct.
So there is a time when it's us.
So the Rosh has your problem. He has your problem. The Rosh asks your question.
But that asks more than asking it?
No, the Gemara doesn't answer. It's better to be mechavim to a Rosh than to be mechavim to a Gemara, no? I mean, he was Rabbi Kiva. He always said that, is it a Rabbi Kiva Eger? I mean, Dr. Rosh, M'kechem Shekhanim Mutter, Afal Gav, Dr. Rosh, the Mechavim Kehanim Mayelim Achivayel De Kehanim, even though even Kehanim Kehanim has Me'ila, it's considered like Hegdish till the Kehanim get it. I mean, Shaper Tavar Hanadar, so it should be also either way. When people talk about karmic adam, they're talking about when it ended up by the kayaf. That's what they mean when they say karmic adam. That's what the Rosh says. So that answers the question. Dr. Gemara, right? You see later on, the Rosh contradicts himself. But we haven't gotten to that Rosh yet, so we don't have to worry about it yet. Right. In Samad, how are you like a miser? The guy says, this should be also like miser. There are two kinds of misers. There's many kinds of misers. But the Mishnah mentions two. Miser behema is a carbon. Every tenth newborn sheep has to be given miser behema. Every, I think even cattle. Is there miser behema cattle or just the sheep? The cattle wasn't. And it's a carbon. It's a Davar Hanadar. Meiser Sheni, or Meiser Rishon, according to one Mavi Amar, who said, is a Davar Aser, because it was Tevel beforehand. So even though now you can't eat it at Yerushalayim, because you made it Meiser Sheni, but it was Aser before. Any food that's not separated, okay, I was answering your question. I was going ahead myself. Meiser Sheni is only made because he donated it to Meiser Sheni. He separated and called it Meiser Sheni.
That's called the
Brasser. You would think it's a Dabra Aser.
Right.
But we had that kasha by Truma way back in Rav Gedalov. And with the Machlokes Rishonim, what the answer was. But the Rush said, because beforehand it was Aser because of Tevel. So when you separated Truma, you weren't making it Aser. You were taking off the Aser for Kahanim. You made it more Mutter. That was the Rush's answer back on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Whatever it was. Right? Now, same thing here. Beforehand, you couldn't eat it anywhere until you separated Meiser Sheni. When you separate Meiser Sheni, you're making it Mutter Yerushalayim. You're not adding it, so you're removing it. So that's not called the Davar Aser. That was, again, I'm working with the same Svar the Rush said there. Other Rishonim have different truths of there. But whatever Teretz it is, Meiser Sheni is not a Davar Aser. So therefore, if he meant Meiser Behemah, the thing is us. If he meant Meiser Sheni or Meiser Rishon going to one or the other, it's not a Davar Aser. It's not a Davar Aser. Something might say, if he meant Meiser Behemah, not a Davar Aser, it's Mutter.
What are
Behemah
or the
Meiser Behemah? Nothing. They're not us. It's Mishum Tevel. The guy doesn't separate Meiser Behemah, his animals are not us. Again, no, it's too late because he had to have them all in the pen when he separated. He violated a mitzvah.
He can't take any more.
Can't take Meiser Behemah unless you have all 10 in the pen and they walk out of the pen and you count 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that would go to count.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll repeat it one more time.
Yeah, I can.
You have to count. They have to go through that stick with the red paint. As the Itzel Petterberger said, the Gemara says, Kibnei Marayin, like the sign to go through. Like Pashup said, you learn, we're being counted and done on Rosh Hashanah as we walk through. Itzel Petterberger says, Pshat. He says, man standing there with his stick. The sheep look at him, they're petrified. And as they go, one guy goes out, petrified, he's scared what's going to happen to him. Nothing happens. He walks right through. The second guy, still petrified. Not as much as the first guy was, because he saw his friend got through. So he got it. Third is left here. By the time number 10 rolls around, he has no fear. He watched 9 go through, nothing happens. Bam! So to Mitzel, the more scared you are, the better you go through the din. Number 10, Kibnei Marayin, Dr. Mitzel. It's like the 10th sheep. He walks through with no fear. Everybody else makes it. It's wonderful. Bam. Number 11, petrified again. He just saw his friend got hit on the head. Same thing happened. Number 20, Mr. Confidence. Dr. Mitzel, that shot Kibnei Marayin. I'm just saying over what for Bittle. Really, we should have said it now, but it's okay. Yes.
Just to be crabby, I mean, the problem is the fear is an epiphenomenon. In fact, whether or not he gets hit has nothing to do with the amount of fear of the sheep. It's simply epiphenomenal.
Yeah. There's no reason to, you know, we don't question a mark like this.
But
the message that it's supposed to be is clear. That's what he said. That's all. My turn. I really like the truma. There's two kinds of truma. There's the truma halishka that they took off of the coins that people gave. That's a davar aser. Then there's truma, which is a davar aser, again, because it came from Tevel, same svara. So which one does he mean? Im truma halishka and other aser, shogai remutter. Im stam aser. Liver remeir. That's what remeir says. Zuck the rush. Bimke Maisa Bahim another Asuri, Abadavar another, so Tarak Lagdishai. Bahim Maisa here, clear. Bahim Maisa Bahima Oyster Hagoyrim to Maisa Daga. It's not Tevo when you don't give Maisa Bahima. It's not like Maisa Daga until you separate Maisa and Tevo. The Rush is answering that point. Don't tell me that it's the exact same. It's not. Okay, now we move on to the next thing. Rabbi Huda introduces a new Svara. What if you live in an area that nobody talks about Trumas HaLishka? Because it's not in their area. Nobody talks about Trumas HaLishka. And that's in Galil. In Yehuda, Trumas HaLishka was a reality. They heard about Trumas HaLishka. They used Trumas HaLishka to build this, to build that. They were there to base on Migdash. Trumas HaLishka was in their purview. In Golo, they live far away from the Beit HaMikdash. They don't keep tabs what the Trumas HaLishka is being used for. Did they take the Trumas HaLishka? Did they not? They're not there. They don't know. When they say Truma, they're not even thinking Trumas HaLishka. So Trum Yehuda, Stam Truma Yehuda Asura B'Golo Mutter. She'en Anshego Makirnes Trumas HaLishka. The Anshego don't know Trumas HaLishka. It's not in their vernacular. They don't use the word Truma for Trumas HaLishka, but they don't think about Trumas HaLishka. So in Golo, you go by Rav. Rav people, over, I don't know how much of the Rav is. Trumas HaLishka is not one of the fakest what it means. Not what it means. Nobody uses it that way. It's like today. Nobody, we wouldn't refer to Trumas HaLishka. Not on our minds. Unfortunately, we don't refer to Truma either because we live in America. And as a result, at least the word Truma is used. Here in America, once a year, I make up and put out a thing that be careful that Truma's a mysis when you buy the red peppers in March.
You said Truma's a lishka.
I said, in America, we don't even know Truma.
What was the lesson that he used here?
He said, I relate to Truma. If he meant Truma's a lishka, it would be usher. If he meant regular Truma, it would be mutter. So if you're saying it's definitely mutter in Galil, because Truma's a lishka is not a shayla. Now the next case, which is Rabbi Yehuda speaking simply, is exact opposite of what he just said. And the Gemara is going to point out that this is a total contradiction. Zuktarash, the Mishnah. Now again, I want to point out, what the Mishnah is going to say now directly contradicts what we just said. It's a direct contradiction.
Yehuda said, I wouldn't have said differently than what Yehuda said.
Well, Mayor does. I don't know what the mayor is arguing, and I'll be honest, I don't know if he disagrees that there's a rush.
It's not in the vocabulary. You can't.
So you ask me, so what does Remeir mean?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what Remeir holds. But there's a machlokes here, because the Mishnah says Divrei Remeir and Yehuda Aimer, right? So either he's arguing and saying that people do use it there, either he's saying that, or he's saying that, I don't know, is it enough of a rhyme? I don't know. I didn't see anybody explain Remeir, so I can't answer your question. I don't know. Yes. Yes.
We have had the discussion about what someone says and the semantic content in their mind behind it. I mean, I will admit that the idea that people don't talk unless there's a reason to talk rather paradisiacal, but in the end, does anyone explain Ramirez's idea that the words do have an absolute meaning?
I don't know if that's what Ramirez means.
I don't know either.
I said, I don't know. I didn't see an explanation of Remeir. I didn't see. Does article say anything? On the bottom, he wouldn't say anything on top.
I was first by the number.
No, he doesn't say anything because I didn't see anything either. But that doesn't mean anything. I just don't know. That's the Gemara Mishnah Maita. Now, the next two lines is totally contradictory. There's two kinds of cherem. Cherem Kahanim. And Cherem to Hekdesh. The Kahanim were concentrated in Yehuda. That's where they lived. Most Cherem Kahanim happened in Yehuda. In Gol, the Kahanim weren't an item because they lived close to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't live in Gol. That's a fact that the Mishnah assumes. And therefore, in Gol, they didn't talk Cherem Kahanim because Kahanim weren't around them. Why would they give to Kahanim? You don't have to give Cherem to Kahanim. You don't have to donate Cherem. If your Kahanim lives next door, you'll talk about it. If he lives 150 miles away, you're not going to talk about it. Zok the Mishnah. Stam charamim b'Yehudim mutarim b'gol asurim. She'ein an she'gol makirin et charim b'kahanim. In Yehuda, since there's charim b'kahanim, therefore we say, go l'kula. That it means charim b'kahanim, which is the exact opposite of what the Mishnah said till now, that sveik is the chumrah. But in gol, it's not a suffix. He only means charim b'hegdish, because there are no kahanim. That seems to say that if you don't know, you go l'kula. It's only when you know that it means Hegdish that you go L'chumrah. It's the exact opposite of what we've been saying till now. It's a contradiction to what we just said till now. Dr. Rush, Ein an she'go makir neschar mekahanim. Kol ma'ashoy machrimim hay mafrishim lebedek abayis. Uksvurin, and they thought, she'ein lash ha'cherim daifal davarat. They thought that cherim doesn't go on a davarat. That's what they thought. So therefore, this Mishnah, the Gemara is going to point it out. This is not Yitzchok Margaret Skasha. The Gemara is going to say, it's a contradiction.
Give a different opinion.
If you want to give answers? Well, where's the Gemara? We'll see what the Gemara says. It's a contradiction. You don't see two words, two mandiamnim here. Again, there are going to be answers. But that doesn't obviate the Kasha.
It says what?
Obviate the kasha. Yes. Reb Chaim Brisker said, our way of giving terutzim is that there was no kasha. The Brisker approach of giving a teretz is that you understand that there was never a question to begin with. That's obviate the question. Anyway, go.
He said something. He said the word kahana. I mean, I always didn't understand.
I think in the time of the Mishnayos in the second Beit HaMikdash, the Rishayim is not me. The Rishayim seem to say that Kahanim congregated near Yerushalayim.
So
I don't know if the 48 cities existed in the second Beit HaMikdash.
No, I have no problem being wrong, so I'm wrong.
I don't know.
But the question is, the Galil is a land of wheat fields. There are olive orchards throughout the country. What did people do in their granaries?
They brought truma to Ghana. Or the Ghana went out to collect it.
Or did they have to bring the stuff?
Usually the Ghana used to go around to collect them. They wanted to get it. I mean, I don't mean in a bad way. But you often come around to get your money. They came around to get their truma.
Well, they came around also to liberate the food.
Okay, maybe. I mean, people would want to liberate me from my money, too, to get some.
I happen to think
it would be a big favor. I'm not arguing. I mean, I think it's an impossible thing to be able to give stuff.
Liberating me from my money, I don't know
if
that's common meaning.
Anyway, the Ron, I'll quote you the Ron. I thought quoted stronger, but the Ron uses the word, they didn't have many kahanim. I saw somewhere else that the overwhelming majority lived near Yerushalayim. Here, the Rosh, the Taisus. Fisher, kahanim I ikud derasam b'Yehuda samach Yerushalayim. The main point of living was near Yerushalayim. Again, that's what Taisus says. That's what I was quoting. I remember I thought that's what Taisus says. That's where the kahanim lived. They didn't live in Gaul. It's too far away.
People were aware that the Kohanim were coming, or they had to put away whatever needs to go through Kohanim.
They don't have to give Cherem. Cherem is voluntary. Nobody has to give Cherem at all.
That's liberation.
When do they have Cherem then?
When they want to do it. Does the guy have to donate money to Agnes?
No, but isn't
the matter of the Kohanim? The Kohanim, some of them are obligatory, some of them are voluntary.
One that are obligatory.
This is not that. We're talking about Kairim. We're not talking about Truma. We're not talking about...
We're talking about just donation.
Kairim is a voluntary thing. You can volunteer to donate to Hegdish. You can volunteer to give it to Kahan. Two ways of using that word. In Gol, Kahanim didn't live there. So it became infrequent that a person would give to Kahanim in a Kairim way. Yes.
It also brings the attention of the Tanakh. It also means that you could object to an animal without having Kahanim nearby, because the Tanakh would rot unless you can give rotten.
No, they talk, first of all, matanas is not so, it's a whole new circuit. You can really give money instead of the matanas if the client is willing to take cash for it. It doesn't have kedusha.
So I don't have to give a four-leg and a maw.
You should, but he's not here. What are you supposed to do? I think the Gemara Chulin talks about that. The Gemara Chulin, in the pay records, right, L'chai V'akeva, that's it. So I'm thinking about it. Vatnan, Savik Naziris Lohakul. Okay, this is a Mishnah in Masechtas Taris. A guy said he's a Nazir if there's 100 kor in this pile of wheat. That's what he said. Or he said, I'm a Nazir if this kai is an animal that we don't know whether it's a behem or a chaya. If this kai is a chaya. Or if this guy is a behemoth. You don't know. We don't know whether it's 100 kor, and we don't know whether this animal is a behemoth or chaya. And what happened was, the pile of wheat disappeared. And we don't know whether it is 100 or not 100. Is the guy a nazir or is he not a nazir? He made it on a condition, and at the end of the day, we don't know whether that condition was met or not.
It could have been known.
Kai could never have been known.
Right, that's
but it's the same idea. We don't, at the end of the day, we don't know whether he's a Nazir or not. He could have, but he didn't. We couldn't find out. It was stolen. It got burnt down. We have no idea what happened to it. I understand the difference, but in this case, not all differences make a difference. The bottom line is we don't know whether he's a Nazir or not.
What's the worst that
happened to you? Well, if he's not a Nazir, he can't bring Kavanah.
That's all right.
I mean, there are solutions that can be done. Gematrin, he can accept Nazirus if he's not a Nazir. There's ways to deal with it. Drop the Mishnah, Sabik Nazirus Lahakul. We go Lakula. What happened to Sabik the Rites of the Khumra is a discussion we won't get into today. But the question here is, it contradicts our Mishnah that this time the Dharm Lahakmer. There it says Sabik Nazirus Lahakul. That's the question. Okay, Emeritus Hashem, Rabbi Marcus will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbat. I hope to be back to Emeritus Hashem Monday morning.